Masech Tishkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the first Mishnah that Beis Din would send out inspectors to check the fields to make sure that any kalayim that the farmers had grown had been uprooted appropriately. Mishnah Beis tells us a little bit of the history of how Beis Din tried to deal with people who were either on kalayim. Amar Reb Yehuda. Originally, when the inspectors would come and discover kalayim, they would uproot it, they would rip it out of the ground, and they would throw it in front of the farmer. And the hope was that this embarrassment that was caused to the farmer would deter him from growing kalayim in the future. However, it did not have the desired effect, because by the inspectors uprooting the kalayim, the farmers benefited. Either they benefited because they used the kalayim that was uprooted to feed their animals, and they basically did not have to pick the food themselves, or they benefited that by picking the kalayim, the inspectors were weeding the fields for them, and whatever remained in the ground grew even better, even stronger than before. So because of these added benefits, the farmers did not stop growing kalayim. Misharabu Ivri Aveira. So when Beis Din saw that the farmers continued to be Ivri on the Isser of kalayim, Hayu Aikrin Mashlichin al Adrachim. So the inspectors then started to throw the kalayim that they picked onto the roads, and people would stomp on the food, and this would destroy it, and therefore the farmers could not benefit by feeding it to their animals. However, they did still benefit from the fact that the inspectors were weeding the fields. So finally, Hiskinu Bezdin made a takana shehu mafkirin kol asada kula, that the entire field would become hefker and would be available for anyone who wanted to come and take whatever remained. So in this way, the farmer would not benefit either from the fact that the inspectors were weeding the fields, because whatever remained, they would not necessarily be able to keep. The following Mishnah Gimel, goes back to the earlier discussion we had of the collection of the shkalim. The Mishnah says, "B'chamisha asar bo, on the 15th day of Adar, shulchanos hayu yoishvim ba'medina, the collectors of the machatzis shekel would sit in the medinas, would sit outside of the Beis HaMikdash, either according to some of the Rishonim in Yerushalayim, or the other Rishonim say this means in cities across Eretz Yisrael. But basically, the point is, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they would set up, and they would set up shop to be able to collect the machatzis shekel. They were called shulchanos, money changers, because they would have to be able to change the different currencies that were presented to them from the donors. So the Mishnah says, "Be'esrim v'chamisha yashvu b'mikdash." But then on the 25th day of Adar, they moved back to the Beis HaMikdash. And this served as a reminder to everyone that the time was running out to make the first deadline, the first of Nisan, to donate the shkalim. Misha yashvu b'mikdash, once they moved to the Beis HaMikdash for their collection, hischilu l'mashkein, they started to take a mashkein from whoever had not yet donated the machatzis shekel. They would take collateral from them to make sure that they donated. So the Mishnah asks, esmi memashkenin, from which groups of people would they take a mashkein from? So the Mishnah says, levim v'yisraelim, geirim v'avadim mishachrarim. So these four groups, avadim mishachrarim means an evet kanani that was freed. These four groups who were mechuyev in the machatzis shekel, the collectors would take a mashkin from them. Avalo nashim, they would not take a mashkin from nashim, because the pasuk says v'nasnu ish kaifer, and ish is excluding a woman. So women were not mechuyev in the mitzvah of machatzis shekel. Therefore, we did not take a mashkin from them. Even if they elected to give the machatzis shekel, we would not take a mashkin from them to make sure that they gave it. Vavadim, as well as an Evet Kenani, who has the same halacha as a woman, was also pater from Machatzis HaShekel. Uktanim, and obviously Ketanim, who were not Mechuyev and Mitzvahs, were also pater from the Machatzis HaShekel, and therefore were pater from the Mashkan. However, the Mishnah adds, Kol Katan Shehizchil Aviv Lishkol Al Yado, that if a father elected to give the Machatzis HaShekel on behalf of a Katan, Shuveinai Poisek, he should not stop. So even if his son was a katan in the following year, he should continue to give the machatzis shekel for his son until the son became a gadol. Ve'ein memashkenin as a kohanim. And the Mishnah ends off that we don't take a mashken from kohanim, mepnei darchei shalom, in order to keep the peace, in order not to create resentment. Because the kohanim who did the avoda for free, they were not paid to do the avoda, So it would create resentment if we took a mashkin from them to make sure that they complied with the machatzis ha-shekel. In addition, we'll learn in the next Mishnah that there was a machloikas whether kaihanim were even mechuyev in the machatzis ha-shekel to begin with. So therefore, based on the rule of hamaitzi mechavero olav araya, so we would not force the kaihanim to give the machatzis ha-shekel by taking a mashkin from them.